What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, chilling. Chris, the producer, is here. Just say what's up.
What's going on?
Chris is here. We're chilling. We're actually both in Seattle area. I'm speaking in Bremerton tonight. Come check us out. Me and Chris will be there at the Northwest River Church in Bremerton, 7 p.m. tonight. We want to talk to you. I love to give a nugget on the weekend to kind of get you thinking for the next 3 days. Join us Monday. A lot of people loved the theme week we did on integrity. We're going to do another theme Monday. You don't want to miss it. Tune in. And I think we're going to get Chris a microphone is what we're going to do. Get this dude on here so we can kind of have some fun dialogue, questions, and kind of go for it. But anyway, today we're talking about uncertain times. I was thinking about, you know, life in a moment changes, right? And if anybody today can recognize that more, me and Chris were talking about it before the show, the city of Houston, my emotional Lord, they can understand ups and downs, right? Houston, as you're well aware of, was hit by Hurricane Harvey, right? Nobody saw it coming. Well, we didn't think it would hit this hard. And this much devastation in Houston. I think it was record all time. I mean, shelters established. There's still recovery efforts are still going on right now in Houston. In this past week, we watched highs and lows in Houston. Sports. We love sports, right? Come on. It's a fabric of America. The Houston Astros won the World Series. They beat the Dodgers, right? Talk about Houston getting like a good card for a second, right? In the midst of Hurricane Harvey, all these things are happening. And at the very same time, the Houston Astros win the World Series. The city's parading. I mean, you went from hurricane, people losing their lives, to now cheering in the streets with confetti. Hundreds of thousands in a parade because the Houston Astros won the World Series. And then on the football front, who would have ever saw Deshaun Watson come out of nowhere? The team drafts this quarterback. You know, I didn't know much about him. I saw him last week. I was like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, are you kidding me? This dude was like the second coming of football Jesus. He's running around the field. He's making plays already as a rookie. Kid from Clemson, they said that he was a top 10 quarterback in the NFL like on week 7. And everything seemed to be pointing up for them. And then my phone gets an alert that that beautiful quarterback that had their team like, I mean, people were literally saying Houston Texans were going to the Super Bowl. One play, untouched. The poor kid makes a move. His knee tweaks, and when he blow his ACL, that basically means he's done for the year. Some may never recover from that. We're obviously praying he does. He loves the Lord. He's a good kid. But talk about emotions. Hurricane, World Series, you know, quarterback blows his knee, the season's over. Life, so crazy, right? I mean, I remember it was the first game of the NBA season. We were watching the Boston Celtics. We're in the East Coast. We like the Celtics. And they had this player, Gordon Hayward. You don't even have to like basketball. They just traded a bunch of their players away, got a bunch of really, really, really better players. And this beautiful little dude, this white guy, you know, another picture-perfect dude, like Boston Celtic, everything seemed great. And the first game of the season, the very first game, within five, it's 5 minutes of playing. he only scored one bucket. I showed this to my mother-in-law the other day. She couldn't believe it. I'm like, Mom, the dude snapped his leg. His ankle twisted in the other direction the first play of the game. And I showed it to her. We were at a restaurant and I played it. Because he jumped in the air and he landed and everybody thought, you know, everything, the season's going one way. And his ankle literally, he broke his leg, right? And there's, you can YouTube it. It's very gross. And his ankle's twisted in the opposite direction. What's my point? Life happens sometimes. We don't understand when tragedy comes. We can't control when it strikes. If you're a believer today, you're going on the roller coaster. You're not taking the highway in life. You're going to take the scenic route. And it's just a reminder to me, look, things happen. Somebody said to me the other day, oh, my car broke down. My wife was stuck in a Walmart parking lot. I said, dude, that's life. Everyone's car is going to break down. Everybody's going to not feel well at sometimes. This is life. But how we respond to life determines our outcome and where we're going to go from here. And I'm going to tell you that you can have a strong heart in uncertainty and you can take heart in God's goodness no matter what happens. See, the goal, we talked about stability months and months ago in our early episodes. It's so important to have a heart that is stable. So when all these uncertainties of life come, your anchor is not in those things. Tragedy's gonna happen. Look, at some point in your Christian life, you're gonna have tragedy. And I'm not prophesying gloom. I'm not telling you doom. I'm telling you we live in a fallen world. The Bible says this isn't even our world. We're just passing through as aliens. So this is not the world that we live in. We're going to a different place. But if we're not careful with that, we're just going to be stuck down on this earth, never really attaining what God has for us because we're stuck with, I broke my ankle. Oh, my favorite football team lost their quarterback. All tragedies, these are real people, and it matters. And we're going to talk about in a moment here the heart that God wants to give us when it comes to uncertainty and how we're going to overcome and how we're going to face it. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, MJ here. Join me on November 11th to see Jason Gray in concert with EHC's very own Sarah Nichols opening the show. Are going quick, so order today to reserve your seat. Only $15 for general admission and $20 for VIP, getting you up close to the action and an exclusive Q&A with Jason before the show. All proceeds will provide families in need with food for their Thanksgiving holiday. For more information and to buy tickets, go to peaceandprovidence.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about uncertain times, that as believers, there are times that we're going to go through life, and let me tell you right now, things are going to happen that you're not in control of, and that is the beautiful thing of faith. It's serving God, knowing, look, just like the city of Houston, you're going to have high highs, and you're going to have low lows, but our trust in God has got to stay the same. Jesus, there was a point in the Bible, Jesus was, he's about to leave. And he's homeless. He has nowhere to go. He's kind of frustrated. And the disciples said, somebody said, in Luke chapter 9, verse 57, 58, they said, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And that's when Jesus said, oh, foxes have holes, birds have nests, I have nowhere to lay my head type thing. I'll follow you wherever you go. I'm sure whoever made this declaration was sincere. I'm sure they heard Jesus preach and seen him do miracles. Jesus's fame would increase and so would the amount of disciples that followed him. But what the person might not have known, but at that moment, Jesus was homeless. Jesus and his friends were traveling south of Galilee, set his face to go to Jerusalem, where his purpose was ultimately to die. And it's interesting because things sometimes they appear one way, right? Jesus is doing amazing things. I'm with you. And then, oh, he's dying. That's the roller coaster of life. And we've got to understand we have got to live with the resolve of not knowing how God's going to provide. That's difficult. We've got to live with uncertainty as believers, and that's where the faith realm kicks in. It's like we're dominated with, how is this going to turn out? Or here's one that's always dangerous. Why did this happen? I remember being in Connecticut. I don't know how many years ago now, five more. The Sandy Hook school shootings. It was so tragic. I mean, that's like what, not even an hour from us? And I remember when that happened, it was so devastating. Like, who could have ever fathomed this kind of a tragedy? You know, and the whole city's up in shambles, and Connecticut was grieving, and, you know, here comes the crazy government guys making it all about gun control. I mean, just, it was so many bizarre things happening at once. That night, we sent all of our people over to, Sandy Hook, and we wanted to just pray. We joined the prayer vigils. We were ministering to people, and I remember I preached in that town, you know, only like weeks after, and people were kind of upset. Why would you do a church service so close to when there was this such tragedy here? And I remember I was coming in the back door, worship was starting, I was going to speak, like I am tonight in Bremerton, by the way, join us. And somebody came up to me and said, I have one question for you. I know you're going to preach and you say all these encouraging things and it looks like people are visibly moved when you're ministering. He said, I'm not sure I could sit in your meeting, but I have one question for you to answer. Basically, like, would determine whether he sat in the meeting, which, I mean, that's bizarre. He said, my question is, where was God during the Sandy Hook shootings? You do these meetings, you say everything's so great, why don't you tell me where God was during this? And I said, oh man, you couldn't ask me an easier question. I said, God was the same hate place he's been before the shootings. He's in two places, my friend. He's on the throne in heaven, looking down on us, and he lives in the heart of believers. And I'm sorry that you don't understand that this world is fallen. This world is not heaven. Heaven is perfect. God is sitting on the throne in heaven where he always been, and he lives in the heart of believers. And if you're a believer today, we have a responsibility. We have to be the God on earth. We have to be Jesus's compassion and love on this earth. And when I said that to him, he just got visibly shaken. And he just said, I just don't understand. That's all. I just don't understand. And I said, look, we're not supposed to understand. We're here to trust and have faith in God. How, you don't reconcile why innocent children are getting murdered. I mean, come on, man. But it doesn't change who God is. And we allow tragedy to somehow shape God to us or put him in a box or make him go on trial or, you know, aha, I got you now, God. Where was God? He's where he's always been. And he's where he's been through a lot of the traumas in your life and mine. And he's never changed. His anchor is as solid now as it was yesterday. And we've got to take hope in him. He doesn't take hope in us. He doesn't owe us anything. We serve and love him. And of course, he'll do the world for us. But you've got to understand, as long as we're in this world, it's going to suck at times. And as Houston, Texas found out, you're going to be cheering in the streets one minute and burying loved ones, unfortunately, and I do not say that lightly, the next. How we handle life, how we respond to adversity is just as important as what happened. Probably more important than what even goes on is how we respond to it. Because if you lose a loved one, it is destructive. You lose the memories. You lose your family member, serviceman, whatever. I mean, we deal with some crazy stuff. But you still have to move on and live. And if you don't, then more than one person gets a casualty. It's all how we respond. So Sandy Hook took so many lives. But it also took so many more that are living dead, if that makes sense. I know it's getting real deep, but that's what it is. And so we've got to make sure that in uncertain times that we're not giving in to the terror or the trauma around us, right? Remember watching interviews with the Las Vegas shooting, you know, and this woman, she was a Christian, and she said, you know, I know what the terrorists want me to do. I know, and she said this, what the enemy wants me to do. The enemy wants me to get scared, to be scared to leave, to look around my corner, to look at every window in every hotel, and not ever want to go to concerts again. And she said, I refuse. In the scope of my life, this was one incident, and every other day I was at peace, and I'm not going to change now. That's freedom. That is being strong, despite the hell that's around us. Look, I'm praying today that it's going to be a powerful weekend, but I want you to be aware of times of uncertainty. And maybe you're not in a time, maybe you're not going through anything difficult. Tuck this away, and when you do, just play it again and remember that we focus on God and we're changed because of it. Have a great weekend.
Everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.